Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a Donnie Football Friday, getting you ready for Steelers-Patriots. We're going to break off for a little pirate talk at the moment. And first, I want to tell you Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount+. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount+. Donnie, let's head on out to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, where we find our friend and yours, Mr. Bob Walk. Bob, how are you?
Good, guys. Doing real well. How you guys been?
We've been good, and we've been watching Paul Skeens all year and what a year it was, and the numbers are what they are, and they're pretty incredible, Bob. But I'm going to ask you this. You've been participating in and or watching pirate baseball for decades and decades, did you just witness the best season you've ever seen from a pirate starter?
Well, yeah, I'd have to say so. I mean, it was pretty miraculous, you know, what he did. I've spoke to this before. I wish that it was in an era where he could, you know, throw 230, 240 innings and really, you know, could have bumped them strikeout numbers up to maybe 300, something like that. That would have been something to see. But, he was pretty incredible. And I know that the only fault you can possibly find is his win totals, but that was of no fault of his, that's for sure.
Bob, do you find it frustrating from your viewpoint how they treated this season with him, like how they didn't take the offseason seriously, that they didn't go out and make any sort of splash to any degree, and now they are 65-88 with a week to go in the season?
Well, you know, I see when the season was, you know, when spring training was starting and you're looking at the roster, you could come up with a scenario to where the offense would have been just fine for our starting pitching and with Skeens, that, you know, it only had to be mediocre. Cruz had a real strong second half of the season last year, especially against left-handed pitching. He was just tearing them up. So, you know, if he took another step forward, you're looking at a 30-30 guy for sure. Instead, it was a step backwards. Reynolds, you can always pencil him in. You know, you feel for like maybe a 270 batting average and 25 home runs, 75 RBIs. He's going to fall behind that a little bit this year. Pham didn't hit for the first 2-3 months, and then he eventually got really hot. There was stuff that you were hoping wouldn't happen and did offensively. And looking at that, yeah, you wish you would have done more, you know, for the offense. But, with the money you spend, it's you have to, you think about, well, you know, where are we going to put it? And it's always a tough decision. And, we just didn't maybe put enough toward offense this year. But again, if you looked at the best case scenario, opening of spring training, there was some offensive players in place that you thought would do more. You didn't know Gonzalez was going to break his foot on opening day. You didn't know that if you go back far enough, you didn't know that, you know, Horowitz was going to miss a third of the season. It just, there were some things like that to just, you hope that they don't happen. You hope everything is like a best case scenario, and it didn't turn out that for sure for the offense. And in a lot of cases, it went backwards.
Bob Walk on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can communicate with our dear friend City Limits. Brought to you on the text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob, we had our friend Dan Zangrilli on the other day. Dr. Zangrilli, we like to call him. And in his humble opinion, he sees Jared Jones long-term as a possible closer. Do you agree with that, or would you rather see him as a starter?
Well, if he's one of our best five guys, I want him as a starter. That's my always is my feeling. Now, you know, with his fastball, and some people, you know, think that he's a pitcher that doesn't have the ability to carry velocity deep into a ball game like a starter is. Well, nobody goes deep into ball games anymore, so that doesn't really matter to me at all. So I'm just open-minded. If he's one of the best five, yeah. If he's not one of the best five, well, then certainly with that big fastball of his, you know, just thinking that he's going to be the same guy, you know, who knows, you know, after the, you know, rehab and all that, you know, what you're working with. But if he's the same guy, and you don't think he's one of your best five starters, I certainly would feel like he's a candidate for a closer then, because, you know, he's a wipeout fastball and gets big strikeout numbers. So yeah, he would be well suited for that role. But it's tougher to find starting pitching than it is a closer.
Bob, I never thought...
Look there first.
I never thought I would be saying this guy was the Pirates' best position player based on the WAR stat. But that is Jared Triolo, 1.9, as the season is very close to a close here. Based on what he's done in the last couple of months of the season, he has heated up certainly since the All-Star break, since the trade deadline. Are you buying into that, or are you a little bit worried that it's fool's gold down the stretch of the year?
Well, I think you have to take, you know, everything into account. You know, what he looked like the first half of this year, what kind of a player was he for you last year when he got a lot of playing time? Is he a legit shortstop? You know, you know, you got to make a decision on that. And so I think to really know what you got, no, there's not enough time right now, probably because he's bounced around and he's been such a utility guy. I mean, he won the Gold Glove as a utility player. For me to think of a guy that's going to, say, improve that WAR and really pick it up, he's got to be an everyday player at an everyday position. And until we see that happen and that inning succeed at that, then I'd have to say, well, you know, he's still, let's wait and see. And I think, you know, just looking at the way the Pirates have used him, especially of late, you know, he's moving back and forth now. For a long time, it looked like they were just giving him a tryout to be next year's shortstop. But now Gonzalez has been over at shortstop a lot. You're seeing, you know, Triolo play third. You're seeing Triolo sit the bench a little bit. And, you know, so now it's kind of back to where, well, just looking at things, it looks like they're back to thinking of as a utility player, because he's not out there playing every day at a certain position. So I would say that going into the season, no, he's not going to be penciled in for that shortstop job. At least it doesn't look like that right now. And, you know, to be honest with you, I can understand that because of the short time that he was out there. You know, relatively speaking, short time. If they would have just left him alone and go, you know, shortstop the rest of the season, maybe you would have a little bit better of a feel for that. But I think, you know, from what I've seen, they're still in trying people out at different spots and haven't made their mind up yet.
Bob, we appreciate the time. I believe we have a final visit next week, and we can wrap things up, get your World Series prediction and such. Who you think will be plan. I guess we can maybe go into November this year from what I saw, but we appreciate the time, Bob.
Yeah, it's a long tournament now. It's not like it used
I'll
to be.
Say.
So, yeah, I'll work on that this week. I'll take a look, and instead of just throwing something off the top of my head, I'll give you a team and tell you why.
That would be great, and perhaps an MVP and Cy Young for each league would be great, too.
Okay, well, one of those will be pretty easy, but we'll talk about that next week.
See you, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, guys. Take care.
He's the best, Donnie. Shows up at our annual show out in Wexford. It's great. He's a great guy.
Oh, I didn't know he joined you live out there.
Oh, yeah. He lives right near there. Zangrilli's all over that. It's wonderful. Anyway, it's time for a quiz show. Limits, what's the score in the quiz show? I believe it's 2-0 Donnie, correct? He's won the first 2 weeks or three?
Yes. So Donnie has won the first two that we have had.
Yep.
So we did not have a quiz show, obviously, last week because, Joe,
that's right,
you were not here.
And I'm not forfeiting on the week I'm not here. I can tell you that. So it's 2-0.
Donnie, should Joe forfeit last week?
No.
Okay.
We had a bye week. We had an early bye
week. Yeah, it was a bye week. Wow. A new beginning to the quiz show.
We stole the Quiz Callous music. We'll give them proper credit.
This is incrinculant, Donnie.
Joe, I will give you the first question.
All right. Can you turn down the music slightly, Limits? It's hurting my concentration.
Oh. Yes, I would not want you to be irritated during the quiz show. Joe, only one player in Patriots history has amassed over 10,000 career receiving yards with the franchise.
Mm.
Can you name who this Patriots player is?
Probably not, but I can try.
Please.
10,000 yards. Gronk.
Gronk is second place.
I hate you.
At actually 7,800 yards. So this player is well above the rest.
I really like that guess there, Joe.
It's a good guess.
It hurts that I didn't get it right, I can tell you that.
I mean, the only thing that would have held him back was injuries. I will go with Julian Edelman.
Edelman is incorrect.
Oh.
Joe might be on the right track right now by just saying two O's. I think he's thinking about it.
Who was the guy who was really good a long time ago? Daryl Stingley had that horrifying injury. They had another guy. Stanley Morgan.
Joe, you are correct.
Yeah, baby. Donnie, you got to get off to a good start.
Stanley Morgan. What a pull by Joe.
You got to get off to a good start.
Stanley Morgan Chase, baby.
All right, Donnie, next question is to you. In 2023, the 2-10 Patriots came to Pittsburgh for a Thursday night game. And as you might remember, as they were previewing the game on Amazon, they showed no big Patriots players. Instead, they showed Bill Belichick on the graphic. Why I'm saying that, the Steelers were torched by a Patriots wide receiver for 4 catches and a game-high 90 yards at Acrisure Stadium. Who was the wide receiver for New England?
It was Juju.
It was Juju.
That was the only good game he ever played for them.
That is correct.
These first two questions are evidence of the state of my memory. I have very little short term and a whole lot of long term.
Now, Joe,
I didn't even remember that Juju played for them. I'll be honest with you.
Joe, but I'm going to throw you a bonus question here.
A bonus?
Based on this question, I'm going to throw you a bonus.
All right,
throw me a
bonus.
Because I make the rules to the quiz show.
Yeah.
Joe,
mm-hmm.
You have one chance to answer this, and Donnie has a chance to steal.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name the Patriots running back in that game?
Oh, come on.
That had 7 receptions for 72 yards and a touchdown and 68 yards rushing.
No, Ramondre Stevenson.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
I know who it was.
I know, because now these are geared toward Donnie.
What do you mean
it's
geared toward
Donnie?
I get off
to a great start because it's in the 70s, and now you go
I tried to give you a bonus question.
You're giving me last week's questions.
This was not last week's question.
He's all over this stuff.
It was Zeke Elliott.
I forgot he played for them, too.
Last week's question. How would this be last
he
week's
sucks.
Question? That makes no sense.
All right.
I still say go back to Joe because that was a bonus.
2 seconds later, I'm down 2-1 after I got off to that great start. The team's feeling good.
No, that was a bonus question.
And then he buries me from the Bailey Zappi game with 2 questions. All right, I'm ready.
We don't have to count that one.
No, count
no,
it.
No, we won't count it.
All right.
It was a bonus. Oh, I was trying to throw you a bone, Joe.
I know.
Just in case you got it right.
I'm sorry.
Joe, in the 2004 AFC Championship game, the Steelers lost to New England 41-27.
Mm-hmm.
Spygate? Well, we can go down that road another time. This Patriots player made it 24-3 right before the half with an 81-yard pick six interception return. And Joe knows it. He's already moving his eyebrows out up at Donnie.
The same guy who basically stuck me with my own pencil when I interviewed him 3 days earlier. Rodney Harrison.
Rodney Harrison is correct,
Let's
Joe.
Go, Donnie. I deserve an easy one, Joe. Right? Don't I? Do I deserve one? Yeah,
you
here
do.
We go.
All right, Donnie, next
Wait
one.
Wait a second. Now I'm being patronized. Johnny's competing against me, and he's also clapping for me.
What do you mean patronizing?
It was patronizing.
He's cheering you on. He's trying to be a good opponent.
Oh, good
He's trying
one,
to be a
Joe.
Good opponent.
Yay. Joe got one right. Come
do you
on,
want me to
buddy.
Boo you when you get
no,
one right?
No,
boo,
I feel, right,
Joe,
this,
boo.
This, we're on. Donnie, we're on now because you patronized
You know
me.
What? Now I'm rooting for Joe to get every
nice.
Question wrong
That's
because
like
he's being
I'm
mean
golfing,
to Donnie.
Like I'm golfing with these guys, and they're like, you know, even par, and I'm 80 over. Oh, nice shot, Joe, on a missed putt.
You are bullying Donnie. You know what, Joe?
I've done it before.
You know what, Joe?
This
is what I feel. This is how I feel about you right now.
Bullying me.
We're spoiled. We're spoiled. Brian Kelly, tell him.
I've done this. I'll be beating somebody in a one-on-one in basketball, you know, and I always beat them. And then when they make, oh, nice shot. Good shot, buddy. Hey, good shot. I'm here to compete, Donnie, not to be patronized.
What are you, shooting on the kitty hoop in basketball?
Let's go.
Good shot, Joe.
Who's up?
Donnie, in 2022, Mac Jones and the Patriots beat the Steelers. How was that this game? 17-14. In the home opener at Acrisure Stadium. What? I could not believe this play. I was there with my cousin Damian with 22 seconds left in the half.
Oh.
Mac Jones heaved a ball to the end zone that was caught by this player and was the only passing touchdown that Jones threw in the game. It was just so shell-shocking. So many people were already at the concession stands or at the bathroom. Who was the player who caught the ball, Donnie?
I'll go with, like, Kendrick Bourne.
That's a good guess, but that is incomplete.
I remember the play, and I remember that Akello Witherspoon was the defender.
Yes.
He was the defender.
He was.
And the ball, the guy just reached over and caught it, and yep. I don't remember his damn name. You're killing me with these recent ones, Limits. Let me take a guess, though.
Sure, take a guess.
Who would have been a Patriots receiver for Mac Jones? Probably one of the. I don't know who it would have been.
No guess for Joe?
No, no guess.
No guess. Donnie?
Like Why don't you buzz me again, Limit?
like,
so he does.
You asked for it.
DeMario Davis or something?
No, that is incorrect. Joe, any names pop in your mind
right
now?
I don't know. You got a clue? Can you give me a clue?
Yeah, I can give you a clue.
Okay.
This is a former Eagles player.
A former Eagles player? That's a great clue, but I still don't know
who. I think I know it.
Oh, Donnie knows.
Who?
Donnie?
Well, are you going to...
Joe, are you going to guess?
I don't know.
Nelson Aguilar?
Donnie? You got it right. Nelson Aguilar is who caught the touchdown.
What's the score, Limits?
Well, should be 2-2, right?
It is currently 2-2.
Are we on the last question then?
No.
Okay.
This is question 5. We're doing 7 questions
All
today.
Right. So this is going to the last question no matter what. Let's hear it.
All right. In 2008, Joe, the last time the Steelers defeated the Patriots,
yeah.
The Steelers defense picked off Matt Castle twice. Troy Polamalu had
Wait,
one
Wait, they've defeated the last time they defeated the Patriots in Foxborough.
In Foxborough, yeah. In Foxborough. Troy Polamalu had one of the interceptions.
Yeah.
Who had the other?
You know, there was a guy who returned a fumble for a touchdown in that game. And I'm going to say it was him, too. Lawrence Timmons.
Joe, you got it.
What?
Lawrence Timmons on the other pick.
I thought for sure I was wrong.
Oh, man. I was... Wow.
Wait, was it an interception he returned?
He had the interception. I know he took down to, like, the 1 yard line.
Okay, that's the play I'm thinking of.
Ben Watson ran him down or whoever the
Watson.
Was.
My dear Watson.
Yeah.
All right.
Because you can just tell Timmons could not go another foot. He was gassed.
Yeah, he really solved that mystery.
You know, 2012 or so is when my memory lapses began. So anything before then, I'm good.
So should those questions not be in the quiz show?
Whatever you like, Limits.
Okay.
You want to gear it toward Donnie? Go right ahead.
All right, will do. The next question is for Donnie. In 2018, the Steelers and Patriots played as the Steelers were looking for revenge from the Jesse James game. The Steelers defeated New England 17-10 at Heinz Field, and it's the only win that the Steelers have in their last 9 games against the Patriots. Joe Hayden made a big play defensively, but this Steelers running back went off in the game. 19 carries for 142 yards rushing. Who was he?
Jalen Samuels.
Donnie is just on fire. We can't stump Donnie with these questions.
That one I knew.
They just kept pitching
and
it to him.
Who picked off Brady in that game? Steeler linebacker. Their first pick against Brady in forever.
Was it Vince Williams?
Yes, it was. Vince.
Vince Williams.
All right, Donnie, it's 3-3. We go to game 7. Oh, this is it, right?
The question goes to you.
This is incredible drama.
A lot of pressure on Joe, because if Donnie sweeps the quiz show 4-0, that's it for the season.
Yes, right. You don't have to add to the pressure.
Just adding on some more. All right, Joe, in the last game, the Steelers won in New England. That game in 2008, the Steelers sacked Matt Castle 5 times. How many of the
castle made of sand?
How many of the 5 players who recorded at least half a sack can you name? 5 players recorded at least half a sack. How many of them can you name?
What was the year?
2008.
2008, I can name 3.
Oh, Donnie, can you name 4?
I'll let him name 3.
Joe, name
3.
What
a play by Donnie.
5 players.
I was trying to trap you into naming 4.
Wow.
What a play by Donnie.
Well, I think one of them's easy.
It is?
Joe's not feeling good right now.
All right. I'm going to go.
Okay, Joe. Got to get 3.
2008. Just let me make sure I have the year right here. Okay. 2008 was the all-time great defense for them, correct? Or was it 9?
That was the all-time great defense, yes.
All right.
Best of all time.
James Harrison.
1.
Oh, boy. Was he the other guy, or was the other guy the other guy? Who was on the opposite side of James Harrison? It was either Clark Hagans or Lamar Woodley. Was Woodley part of that team? I don't know. Oh, piss. Aaron Smith. That was a terrible guess.
2! Aaron Smith had half a sack! Aaron Smith had half a sack in that game.
Can he get one more?
One more. Can he do it?
Now, who was on the other side from Aaron Smith? Was it Chemo at that point? And who was in the middle? Oh, okay. I feel pretty good about this now.
Okay.
I'm going to say on a blitz at some point, the Farrier pigeon had half a sack, James Farrier.
Unbelievable. He got it. The quiz show lives another week.
Let's go.
Oh, he's got that finger up in the air again.
Who else would you have guessed, Donnie?
Woodley was the opposite guy.
Woodley had one sack. Casey Hampton had a sack.
I was very close to saying Larry Timmons. Did he have half one?
He did not. James Harrison had 2.
Donnie, what a performance by me.
That was one of the great quiz shows of all time, I think.
Yeah. That was a great quiz show. I like the questions a lot.
Mike Tomlin said it the other day. If you don't believe in yourself, who will? Right?
Game 7, Joe.
That was a big, big, big win. As soon as I said Aaron Smith, I felt everything sink from my body, like the game was over. I felt like Jackie Smith in the Super Bowl, the sickest man in America.
Yeah.
What a pull that was. Thank you.
That was great.
If you're out there, Aaron Smith, thank you for that sack. He's a basketball coach now, Donnie.
Yeah, he might be out there listening. He coaches in the area, too.
Kiesel probably. Well, I almost said Kiesel, too. Did he have one?
He did not.
All right. Man, that really made my day, Donnie. And I was under a lot of pressure. No, you go down 3-0 in a 17
that
game.
That's
been like
tough.
Starting 0-3.
Yeah.
You can't win.
The percentage to make the playoffs isn't great.
Loser of the Chiefs-Giants game is going to be 0-3 and done. That's the way I felt. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to wrap up another Donnie Football Friday. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. 50-minute fan mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And it's sunny today with a high of 84. That's Antonio Brown. A low of Jack Lambert. That's 58. As you know, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's time for our picks limits. What's the score on the season so far between college and pro?
Yeah, so last week, Donnie led the pack, going 500 at 3-3. Donnie is now 9-13. Joe, you went 2-4. You are tied with Donnie at 9-13. I'm one game back, went 2-4 as well. I am at 8-14. So
wow, we're
let's
all
win
struggling. Yeah, let's win some games here, gentlemen.
Let's win some games here, guys.
Let's do this.
Let's start with West Virginia at Kansas. Donnie, the Mountaineers are 13.5-point underdogs in Kansas. How about that?
Ooh, and coming off an emotional big win in the backyard brawl, I do think it has the bad recipe for a game in which you lay an egg. I'm going to take Kansas here. I think they win the game by 2 touchdowns.
I disagree. I think the other side of that is true, that Rich Rod's boys, Crowley's boys, are riding an emotional high here and may have found their quarterback in that game. Same guy they started with, they finished with. I thought he was crazy for leaving him in the first place. I'm taking the Mountaineers to cover and lose by 10, and Crowley can celebrate.
Yeah, I'm taking Kansas. This is a big number, and I don't feel great about it, but I don't think WVU, coming off of just the emotions of last week, can keep it up again. All right, to the Big Ten. Number 9, Illinois, is at number 19, Indiana. Indiana at home, despite being 10 spots down in the polls to Illinois, is 6.5-point favorites, Joe, with Fernando Mendoza at quarterback.
Yeah, I'm going to take Illinois in this one. I know that Indiana's really been hardened by a vicious slate that's featured Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Larry Bird in the Indiana State Sycamores. But having said that, I'm going to go Illinois to cover anyway.
I'm going to go with Indiana here. I think Indiana can win this game by 10-plus. Better quarterback. I know they've had the easy schedule, but I'll take them.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Indiana as well. I think Illinois is an okay team, but a little bit overrated at 9. All right, Florida at Miami, final college football game. The Hurricanes are 9.5-point favorites, Donnie, against their in-state rival.
Give me Florida to keep this one close. I don't think they win the game, but I think it's like a 3-6-point differential.
I mean, Florida was right there pretty much with LSU. It was a 10-point game at the end. I agree with you, Donnie. I'm taking Florida to cover.
We're all on the Gators. If Billy Napier doesn't win this game, there's a good chance at some point this year he will be fired. Bengals at Vikings, very odd game. The quarterback's play will be intriguing. Vikings are 2.5-point favorites at home, though, Joe.
I'm taking the Bengals in this game.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't care who's playing quarterback for the Bengals. I ain't betting on Carson Wentz.
I'm going to go with Minnesota. If it was 3.5, I would be afraid of that hook, but I think the Vikings, with the better coaching on their side of things, they will get it done.
Better coaching, they're at home. I do worry about their run game without Aaron Jones, but I do think Minnesota will prevail. Packers are at the Browns, Donnie. Green Bay, 7.5-point favorites in Cleveland.
Yeah, I kind of teased to this earlier, and if you weren't listening then, I think the Packers are going to smother the Browns. Not like blow them out, but they are not going to allow the Cleveland offense to do much of anything, so I will take Green Bay minus the 7.5.
Yeah, I think pretty soon we might have to start talking about the possibility of 0-17 with the Browns. Mm. Oh, wait, 1-16, because they'll beat the Steelers at home with Shedeur Sanders at quarterback. I'm taking Green Bay in this one.
I don't feel great about it. I feel like the Browns can keep this game close, but ultimately Green Bay looks like the best team in the NFL right now. The Packers will win it by 10. Monday Night Football, Lions are at the Ravens in Baltimore, favored by 4.5, Joe.
Man, this is my Super Bowl preview from before the season. The Ravens are just a dynamo. Obviously, I like Detroit a lot. They're coming off a great game, but I think that the Ravens win this one outright and win it by maybe 10 points.
Wow.
But it'll be a great game.
I agree with almost everything you said there. Pretty much everything you said. I think it's going to be fun, exciting, a lot of points. But the Ravens will win it, I think, with some separation by like 6-10.
The Lions have some revenge on their mind from the last time they played Baltimore and got absolutely stomped and embarrassed. I think Detroit's going to win this. All right, one more before the Steelers. Chiefs, Giants. Chiefs are 6.5-point favorites, Donnie.
I know that this is Joe's big upset special for the week. I think that the Chiefs will keep the separation enough, though. They will cover the 6.
I got two words, Mr. and Unlimited Limits.
Chiefs will win it. All right, Steelers, 1.5-point favorites against the Patriots. Joe, give us the recap for the game.
Steelers 27, Patriots 20. We started the show like this today. Everybody picking the Patriots to win this game. The Patriots? Come on. Mike Tomlin, for whatever you want to say, wins more than he loses and wins games like this. I'm not a Mike Vrabel guy. Steelers 27-20.
Patriots 28, Steelers 23. I think the Steelers offense looks fine. A couple of touchdowns. A-Rod looks fine. The defense, again, concerning. Patriots win.
Patriots 24. Steelers 21, New England wins it at home. Drake May plays well. Steelers, more questions than answers.
Limits, what a man you've become. I think it's the haircut, but it's a lot of other things as well. Donnie, another Donnie Football Friday in the books. This was an all-timer, yes?
Yes, phenomenal. Very fun.
Great show. See you guys. Good luck with all your high school, college football duties this weekend. I'll see you guys next week.
Enjoy the football. See you guys. Have a good weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.